WRV Roseville, Sacramento, an iHeart radio station.
It's not what you know, but who you know.
Do I know you?
And knowing Dog and Joe has absolutely no benefit unless you call right now. 916-766-9370. Know the Dog and Joe Show.
All right, the Friday favorite, you got to get three questions in a row correct. If you can do that, you'll win the huge prize package. And that is Dana, producer Dana's responsibility. She's going to come up. This is what we call Dana's potpourri. Okay, so whatever she picks and whatever she throws together, this is what you'll win on Knowing the Dog and Joe Show. So hey, we promise it'll be good. Let's go to Tara. Tara, how well do you know the Dog and Joe Show?
I know you pretty well. I've listened to you guys for quite a few years now.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And you got to get all three in a row correct. So, question one, okay? Keep in mind now, knowing the Dog and Joe Show means all things about the Dog and Joe Show. So, who on the show is going to see Guns N' Roses tomorrow night at Golden One?
That's going to be Joe and Dana, I believe.
Yes, that's absolutely right.
Wow, she's on the board 1-0. I'm sitting this one out. I've seen him years and years ago. I don't need to see him again. I'm not the biggest fan, but I'll tell you this. Each and every morning at 5:45 a.m. when we start the show, we play something off the River Turntable. We play records. Coming up today, we'll play another one because I brought in Appetite for Destruction off of vinyl. We'll play something else. This morning we did Sweet Child, so we might do Welcome or My Michelle, or we'll do something else here shortly. So
awesome.
You were on the board, Tara. 1-0. Get the next two correct. You walk away with Dana's potpourri.
All right, awesome. Tara. Now, I want you to be careful because this one might throw you a little bit.
Oh, this one will throw you a lot.
Who on the show thinks The Rock is hot? Who on the show thinks The Rock is hot?
You know, this is going to sound horrible. I'm going to say Dog.
There's nothing horrible about that.
You
There's
bitch!
Nothing horrible about that
you
at all.
Bitch! Tara, are you kidding me? We're the
Rock? Oh, yeah. I love that.
Dwayne Johnson, The Rock is hot. Yeah. Really? You think something's cooking in my kitchen?
You know, Dana is the obvious answer. So I'm going not obvious, and I'm going to say Dog.
I think the reason he even wrote this question onto today's Note the Dog and Show, Joe Show
because... Don't give it away. Incorrect answer, Tara.
What I was trying to say is I think you're lying. I think you are the one who loves him.
No. I will tell you, him rocking that turtleneck and the fanny pack, I mean, it really makes
chain.
Yeah, it really makes you scratch your head for a second and wonder if you should or shouldn't.
I know.
Dana in there, she can't even breathe. She's laughing so hard. Tara, you are done. I mean with life. How dare you?
You're so awesome, Tara. Thank you.
Let's do another one. Let's go to Kelly. We'll start where we left off with Tara. Kelly. Do you have a correct answer on that? Ask again, Joe.
Who on the show thinks The Rock is hot?
Well, I heard you guys talking about it, and I don't think you said he was hot, but it's Joe because you were saying that he was a good-looking individual.
He's not lying about that. I did say that.
Okay. Dana doubled over. Now she can't even breathe. She's falling over. She's laughing so hard. Still the incorrect answer. Yeah. Let's move on to Josh. Let's try this for a third time and get somebody a point on the board.
I love our listeners. I do.
Josh?
Yeah.
Who on the show thinks The Rock is hot?
I'm going to go with Dana.
Okay.
Okay, we got a winner.
Yes.
Woo! I just think he's mildly good looking.
Yep.
I would say he's like lukewarm. He's not really hot. But.
I have never said anything about The Rock except that he's a horrible actor. I don't understand why all the women like him. Dana is the one that is just, she's cackled on and on about how she wanted him to rub her feet and she would do dirty things with him and she loves his body and she thinks he's beautiful.
Yeah, this was the funniest Know the Dog and Joe Show yet. That was great.
Dana's in there just howling because everyone's picking us.
Yeah, I was laughing and then coughing and then laughing and then coughing.
What has happened to our show?
I don't know.
I love that you were the first choice.
That's not funny, Dana. Don't egg it on. Don't laugh anymore.
I'll tell you what's happening.
I'm just glad
the show.
I got the last one in that. I didn't have to go for the first two shots.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right, you're on the board. 1-0. Let's do another one here. Next two in a row get you the huge Dana's Potpourri prize pack. Who on the show claimed George Harrison of the Beatles was cloned? This is a statement that was made earlier this week. Who on the show claimed that George Harrison of the Beatles was cloned?
I want to say
I want you to really think about this and think about the week and think about all the members and just think about kind of the science. I want you to think about this one, and you shouldn't have to think too hard. But someone on this show.
I know Dog hates the Beatles.
Someone
I know
on the
you're
show.
Not a fan of them.
Okay.
I want the obvious. I want to say Joe, but I want to say I'm going to go Dog.
Woo! Yeah! Wow. I really, really like these guys today.
All right, we'll stop right there. We'll pick it up really with that same question. We'll go to Brandon. Brandon, know the Dog and Joe show. It happened this week on this very radio station on the air. Who on the show claimed George Harrison of the Beatles was cloned?
Joe.
Okay. Yes.
I don't really like the way that question was worded because you said who on the show claimed George Harrison of the Beatles was cloned.
Who said George Harrison is a or was a clone?
Who found out that George Harrison from the...
I never heard of anything so ridiculous. I never heard that rumor circulate. I never saw the tabloid mag. I don't know where that came from. Joe said that that was a big thing that everybody knew about, that George Harrison was cloned.
A lot of people know that.
A lot of people know that. And again, Dana wasn't even here on Wednesday and Thursday, or Tuesday and Wednesday.
No, Wednesday, Thursday.
Wednesday, Thursday.
I was here, but dead on Tuesday.
Yeah. So you're on the board. Here we go, Brandon. Get the next one correct. We'll move on to question three.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay. All right. So we had tickets for a comedy show this Wednesday on Lickus and Wen.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the star of the show that we had tickets for?
Are these that tough?
That's a hard question.
This one is a hard question?
I think so.
Okay, it might be a little tough. Sorry. Do you have an answer? Yep. Do you have a guess, Brandon?
No, I don't have a guess, man.
Oh, man. Okay.
That might be a tough question.
All right, so you know what we'll do? We'll play a song or two, and that's what we'll start with. That'll be question one. Yeah, all anyone right. that knows that, you'll get in for the next chance to know the Dog and Joe show. That one, I guess, might have been kind of tough.
Could be.
So, here's AC/DC. It's 93.7 The River.